Garou, Queen Hastra, proud warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, is my Rhubarr tea.
That is impossible.
We will send out a search. Get multiple complements of our soldiers to scour Kuttner for this invisible monster. And that goblin swordsman as well.
You think they are connected?
I think it may be too much of a coincidence, yes.
When the ones above all seeded this realm with life, they made 5 races to represent the 5 basic elements. To represent Aether, they created the goblins to understand and manipulate it with their spells. To represent fire, they created the Titans, whose unrelenting strength and bravery could light the ways of civilization and incinerate those who would destroy them. For air, they created the humans, whose emotions and insight could weave innovation amongst the others to make their world strong. They made the Quixote and their ability to shift form for water, so the world can adapt to whatever the world becomes with time. There is no record of the Clockworks being here before the First Great War.
No, I must...
Oh, no, my lady. You must go after her. With unknown searching for the rest of the Lucent.
No, woman. I will stay here with you. You will explain what you truly are and why you know so much.
Why aren't you sweet? But you must understand, my dear creation, that this sword is being forged for someone special. Someone who took what I most valued from me. Someone I need to kill in person. I must be the one to thrust this blade into her gut. Hastra stole my crown, my realm, my power. I must be the one to strike her down and laugh in her face as she dies.
But maybe we are not deserving of our position. Maybe, Lady Medeas, you were not meant to keep hold of your Lucent.
Blasphemy!
Maybe all you are is a toy for your sisters to take advantage of because of your nature.
Why are you saying such things?
Maybe you need to be disassembled, your parts smelted down instead of placed in the reliquary.
You are not yourself. You should have no knowledge of the Lucent. You are not the indicator.
I never said I was, toy. So, where is your Lucent?
I do not know what sort of monster or spirit or demon you may be, but if you think I will break the trust I have with my sisters...
But they are not your sisters, are they, little tin girl?
How dare you speak to me as such? I am...
A sweet little automaton made by others for who knows what reason. An automaton like all of your kind, who has usurped the place of another... natural living race, a mechanical mockery of true life.
Do you think to cow me with such words?
I think to speak the truth. Now, once again, I ask, where is the Lucent?
You would have to kill me to find it.
But you don't die. You wear out. You get broken down for parts so that your fellow toys can make new toys. You can't be killed because you don't have a life!
I will not bend to the likes of you, demon.
You will bend and you will break because you are just another pile of gears and wires!
I am just an old woman whose blindness has opened.
Enough! You think I don't know actual magics when they are used around me? I was trained as a Sahira woman, and knowing how to cure my tribe means knowing all causes, natural and supernatural. Your appearance has changed before my eyes.
I do not know what you could possibly be talking about.
I think you do. I think my grief and confusion muted my perceptions, or I would have determined you are not what you seem much earlier. You have some intention that is not honest, woman, if woman you truly are, and I will uncover your deception, or I will remove your head.
My Lady Demetra, you must listen to me. There is something very evil at work, and if you just listen...
Why should I listen to you when I do not know your true intentions? I do not even know what you are.
I cannot reveal what I truly am, my lady. My true form. It may damage the fabric of your very existence.
I have battled through hells with my sisters. There is nothing that will damage who or what I am.
Very well. But do not say that you were not warned.
By the thousand faces of the goddess.
Not a thousand, but one.
We are striding towards the city.
Why would we do that? Is not your enemy in the city?
It is precisely because that accursed Hastra is most likely in the city that we are striding towards it. I am losing patience with all this waiting, and have finished forging my sword, especially for the lopping off of the blonde little barbarian Bimbet's head. And I want to lop that head off now!
But how will the magical monster thing find you?
Yoden is magical, you said it yourself. Surely he can use that magic to find me.
Your sword looks heavy.
It is heavy. It's large and ornate and full of scorpion venom. How can it not be?
Maybe you should have made a scabbard as well.
Okay, look, you little piece of sand. I'm gonna just turn you into glass. Oh, thank God. I trust you have been successful, Quixote.
Oh, yes. My queen. For you. The lucent I retrieved from the wind-up toy.
Give me! Oh, yes. Oh, let the power flow into me. Oh.
You seem almost as large as me, my queen.
I do, don't I?
As I'm sure the possessor of the final piece is arriving at her palace now, you'd like me to go there?
No. I want to remove the lucid from that blonde little body myself. Preferably after I've removed her life.
She made a sword for that.
I see, my silicate friend.
So, if you do not mind, I have a city to arrive at.
I do have a possible alternative to your plan.
Why should I care?
This one does not involve having to fight your way through countless gods and other people resistant to another regime change.
And caring? What is your plan?
The squads we assigned will scour the country, sister. I'm sure we can find your missing Lucent.
I'm increasingly convinced that invisible puppy has it now.
Then we will find him and that tiny little goblin, and we will take it back. We will bring Medeas and Demeter with us this time. And between the four of us, they will not escape again.
That tiny goblin you fought, sister?
Yes.
Does he look like the one sitting on the steps of the palace?
What do you... By the ones above all! You! Of all the impertinence, how dare you! You should not get down on one knee like that, Kerr. It will put you at a disadvantage when I try to put my blade through you.
But it would be a good position for an execution.
What are you doing?
Queen Hastra, warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, I present you with my sword and my good right arm, which I pledge to you to protect you and serve you in whatever way you wish. Please forgive me for my previous transgression, and let me prove that I am worthy to be at your side.
I could easily take his head neatly at the nape of the neck in that position.
A short time ago, you tried to drive that sword into my gut. Why have you changed your mind so quickly?
I have seen you, your position in the land of Cutner, in a new light, Your Majesty. And it has become clear that the thousand faces of the goddess wishes me to be your ally and not your enemy.
I think this minuscule piece of awful lies.
He is certainly being dishonest, sister. But certainly he will have information about who has your Lucent, if we are correct in assuming he was working in cooperation with the beast you fought. You may rise, goblin.
I will help you to the fullest extent of my abilities, my queen.
You can start by telling me who it is that arranged for the ambush at Snowfrost.
And who has my Lucent?
Well, I do have some degree of professional confidentiality, but...
Out with it before I forget to hold my sister back!
It is an old enemy of yours who hired my partner and I to attack you and obtain your fragments of Lucent.
And yet, you did not get mine, did you? Dare I ask why?
Well, my queen...
Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
What is it now?
You must come to the assemblers, my lady. It's urgent. The Lady Medeas was found in the cathedral, savaged.
What happened?
We do not know. She looked laid open. There were gears everywhere.
You will lead us there, now.
At once.
I will come with you.
I should put you in chains and secret you in the dungeon.
Let me prove to you my true loyalties, Hastra of the Lorenzen Plains. And after we make sure your sister is safe, I promise I will tell all.
If this is a trick...
Then I will cleave him into two.
Fair enough.
100 pieces.
Maybe not so.
Do you understand my deception?
I am still struggling with the knowledge. You are the goddess.
I am one aspect of what you call the goddess, and one of what other races call the ones above all. Unlike my fellows, I chose to remain among you.
But why?
Someone had to do it. To observe, to learn how you chose to build on the land we provided you. Whether you rose above your worst aspects to create something better, or indulge in those same aspects and destroy what we had provided you.
And yet you reached out to me.
Because you were in pain. And for once, because of you and your spiritual sisters, I was seeing this realm start to reach the promise of what I had dreamed of. A world of peace and love, where no race is looked upon as lesser than another. With your guidance, Cutner can achieve an era undreamed of. But you must listen to me. Your Lucent's disappearance is the beginning of an attempt to upset this progress. I can sense through the aether that other Lucents have changed hands through trickery and violence.
Have my sisters fallen?
One has. The Lady Medeas.
By the thousand names, I should have gone after her.
She is presently at the Assembler's. They must have discovered her in time before her soul spring finally unwound. I can sense that your other sisters are arriving at the Assembler's now. You should. No, you must join them now. Your sister is in danger, as is the path of your civilization.
I will go immediately.
I will transport you there this very moment. Stand still.
Right this way, Your Majesty. The lady is still being reconstructed.
If whoever has hold of my Lucent has gotten hold of hers,
then only I have the fragment that creates the whole, and immense power.
We must not let that happen.
Make way! I have brought the...
What? What is this? This is not the Assembler's Lodge! This is a trap! Who dares try to contain Hastra, warrior of the Lorenzen Plain?
Who do you think, Kerr?
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Emperor Strikes Back, Part 7, a VHS box theater production. Written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Emperor Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadeka Gonagon Theater Works. David Ellis was Nahil. Desmond Reddick was Garu. Casey Budnott was Atla. Vanessa Van Zer was Hastra. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Tori Wright was Medius. Femi London was Cassana. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. Anna Crawford was Sandy. John Wilson was Indicator. Tim Price was Yoden. Cambry Varner was Clockwork Messenger. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8tw Discord. You can find the invite as well as more information on this and other upcoming projects at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.